Nature can teach us many life lessons, and one of them is from the bamboo plant. The bamboo plant symbolizes patience, faith, perseverance, growth, development, and the human potential. You plant a bamboo seed and give fertilizers, enough water, but you will not see any growth or even a plantlet. After 1 year also, you won't see any changes. The bamboo plant takes several years to grow. But the most fascinating thing about the bamboo plant is that you will see its plantlet after 5 years. And after 5 years, a bamboo plantlet will emerge, and within months, it will grow so tall that it won't even look like a plant. So why didn't we see any change in the first 5 years? Why wasn't it growing? Well, actually, it was growing. It was growing beneath the soil, developing its root system. It was developing the foundation on which the tall plant would sustain and support itself. So, in the same way, we should also learn to be patient, consistent, and to be faithful. No matter how many times we fail in our life, we should never give up our hope. No matter what happens, keep going. Sometimes it may take 10 years to reach that 1 year when you will thrive in your life. I have failed many times. I wanted to stop many times when I restarted my journey to rebuild myself, to rediscover my true self, my true potential, what I'm really made of. At first, it was really difficult to even start running again. I had so many distractions, so much going on, that I couldn't even sit and meditate for even 5 minutes. It was really difficult to focus, to concentrate, but still, I kept going. I kept trying, and ultimately, I started to see my true potential. I didn't just have to improve myself physically, but also mentally. What does it mean to be mentally strong? It means no matter what comes in your way, you're gonna be just fine. You will be calm, patient, and limitless. You'll have persistence and consistency. Like the bamboo plant that didn't show any changes for several years, I also didn't see any improvements in the first. And when I didn't see any changes in me or in my life, I wanted to give up many times. Because if you see improvements, it's a sign that you are progressing or improving or getting better. But I didn't notice any changes for months. I started to feel like it's not working. I don't think I'm getting any better. But here it is where I was wrong. You see, just because you don't see any changes, any improvements, or any progress, it doesn't mean that you're not improving. Just like the bamboo plant, I was actually developing my inner strength. I was building the foundation on which I would rise again. You see improvements? You don't see improvements. You feel improved. You feel better. At first, I used to say, "Why me?" But now I say, "Try me." I'm fearless. I'm determined. I'm committed to my goals. No matter how many times I will fall, I will rise again. I'm disciplined. I'm consistent. I'm chasing the best shape of my life. I'm consistently running every day, every evening. I'm building the foundation. I'm training no less than an athlete. After months of consistently running, I was getting endurance back again. The pain became enjoyable again. Getting out of my comfort zone became my new normal. Besides, as a student, besides my studies, I would waste my whole day entirely on useless things. I was a couch potato. But ever since I started training again, I had this feeling of going extreme in whatever I could. I just didn't want it to stop. I started spending my time on working on myself. I didn't want to waste even a single minute. I realized the importance of time. The time we have now, it's not going to come back again. So this is the moment where I have to use it in the best way possible. So I started spending hours and hours on improving myself. I started reading for hours, I started learning for hours, I started working out for hours, I started writing for hours. I always had this question, what's my purpose? And now I have a sense of purpose. I didn't want to waste a single second, so I kept working on myself. I started doing the things which are meaningful, which adds meaning to my life. Becoming someone that I always wanted to be was my goal now. I realized that when you start taking care of yourself, you start feeling better, you start looking better, you even start to attract better. It always starts with you. I wasn't the prisoner of my past anymore. Because now I realize that whatever I went through, it came to show my true self. It came to test me, it didn't came to weaken me. But it changed me from mentally broken to mentally toughest. The hardest times introduces us with our true potential. Because diamonds are not formed in easy environments. I started gathering more knowledge about training, diet, and techniques. I didn't just wanted to keep running for 30 minutes. Now it was time to push my limits. I started training like an athlete. I combined running, weightlifting, endurance training, strength training all together. I have been rebuilding the foundation for months now. And now, it was time to go extreme, to do something impossible. I started running on hills, on trails, on mountaintops, through forests, on rocky tracks, to increase my stamina. There's no shortcut to develop greatness, it's just pure hard work. I wanted to go beyond my limits in running, and I knew that for that, I have to develop the strength of my core and my legs. So what I did, I started running on rocky tracks to hilltops, to forests, through mountains and whatnot. I didn't care about the weather, whether it was cloudy, whether it was raining. In this hardcore training, I started developing my breathing ability. Because most athletes train in high altitude, so whatever I had to use it in the best way possible. Whatever I want to do, I visualize it and it happens. Now some people ask me sometimes when they see me, why do you push yourself so hard? Why do you go so extreme? I tell them very simply, because pushing myself to go beyond my limits, to train extreme, made me who I am today. It adds meaning to my life. Because one day I'll be old and maybe I won't have the strength that I have right now. So this is the moment, this is the time to use my full potential and develop myself. Here's the thing. To improve your mood, exercise. To think more clearly, meditate. To understand the world, read. To understand yourself, write. To help others, help yourself. Always remember, diamonds are not formed in easy environments.